You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Matt Carpenter and the Cardinals host the Royals will pick things up in the second with St. Louis trailing 3-1.
Now 3-2 to Matt Carpenter. Runners do go. The pitch is lined like a bullet into right field. The run is in. Mike Leake is on his way to third. The Royals lead has been cut to one. It is 3-2.
Here's the pitch. Jerko swings and lines it into left center field. That's down for a hit. Fowler rounds third. He will score, and the game is tied at 3. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swung on, lined to deep center field. Kane gets turned around. He's at the track. He's at the wall. And it's on the grass for a home run.
Cabrera hammers one deep right field. And gone. Melky Cabrera. And number two. And now there's a cat out in center field romping. It's a little kitten, actually. Going out to see Lorenzo Cain.
Why wouldn't you? Lorenzo's such a nice guy. In Seattle, it must have been the early 80s. What have to get a little kitten?
Hey, got him again.
And the kitten just bit into that. Remember the grounds crew? He dropped the cat and he was jumping up and down. And before I could describe what happened in Seattle, this little kitten did the same thing. Moylan's pitch swung on, drilled deep to left field, gone. Yadier Molina has hit a grand slam with two down in the sixth inning.
Now, some people will say, Ryan, well, the delay, it wasn't much, but enough to take Moylan perhaps out of a rhythm. That was, what do you think, two minutes, 2.5 minutes where nothing happened. But you still have to make and execute a pitch.
Yadier Molina puts the Cardinals in front for good. 8-5 St. Louis is your final. Yadier Molina's fifth career grand slam helps the Cardinals extend to a 5-game win streak. St. Louis has scored a total of 46 runs in that span. The Royals have now lost 9 of their last 12 games. They fall to 57-56 on the year. Here's their manager, Ned Yost.
I mean, it happened.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's bound to happen. I mean, he's been really good in those situations. You know, just caught a pitch and caught too much of the plate. You know, we got in that situation going into the sixth inning. We knew that if we brought Peter in to start the inning, they'd pinch hit Garcia, which they did, and Carpenter up next. So we thought we'd try to get an out or two with Maurer. Actually, Garcia hit a pretty good changeup down away and dumped it into right and ended up walking Carpenter. The sack fly, which throw got away from Moose, advanced both runners in that spot. Got the big strikeout, and then, we knew we'd have to dance around Fowler and, just go ahead and put him on and take our chance with Yaddy. You don't like to because he's really hot right now. You make a mistake and he's going to hit it hard, and that's exactly what happened.
Do you think the delay had anything to do with it?
I don't know, we're professionals, so we can't let that. So really, I don't think that plays into it at all.
Do you get an option of throwing a couple pitches there when there's?
Yeah, but I mean, it wasn't like it was a 30-minute delay.
No,
it was,
but I mean,
a couple of minutes. He was fine.
His timing,
he was fine.
Cahill start, just kind of no command from the beginning.
Yeah, just really struggled with his command. Just labored from the first inning on.
Plenty of offense.
Offense really swinging back good. Witt with 4 hits. Milky with a huge home run there to give us the lead. Jumped out early, which was nice, and then came back and scored another run in the second. Offense did a great job. And made some nice defensive plays. You know, the double play on Leake was a really nice play to get us out of a bases loaded jam there. And
Eskey made
some nice plays. We just need to pitch better.
Ed, with Cahill, one of the things they've said about him is that sometimes his movement on his pitches will take the ball out of the zone a little bit. You see positive signs from him over the last few starts that he's close?
I thought he really labored today. You know, I thought his last start was better than his first start. But I thought he labored.
The Royals will try to avoid being swept in their season series with the Cardinals. Jason Hamill makes the start at Busch Stadium on Thursday.